听力课堂，听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4, Part 3, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
Carol told us on the phone not to worry about her. Her left leg doesn't hurt as much as it did yesterday.
She'd better have it examined by a doctor anyway. And I'll call her about it this evening.
What does the man think Carol should do?
Question 12.
There's a non-stop train for Washington, and it leaves at 2:30.
It's faster than the 2 o'clock train. Besides, we can have something to eat before getting on the train.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 13.
Hi, Melissa. How's your project going? Have you thought about going to graduate school? Perhaps you could get into Harvard.
Everything's coming along really well. I've been thinking about graduate school. But I'll talk to my tutor, Dr. Garcia, first and see what she thinks.
What do we learn about the woman from the conversation?
Question 14.
Did you attend Alice's presentation last night? It was the first time for her to give a speech to a large audience.
How she could be so calm in front of so many people is really beyond me.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 15.
You've been doing weather reports for nearly 30 years. Has the weather got any worse in all those years?
Well, not necessarily worse, but we're seeing more swings.
What does the man say about the weather?
Question 16.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the textbook by Professor Jordan for the marketing course.
I'm afraid it's out of stock. You'll have to order it, and it'll take the publisher 3 weeks to send it to us.
Where did this conversation most probably take place?
Question 17.
I'm going to New York next week, but the hotel I've booked is really expensive.
Why book a hotel? My brother has 2 spare rooms in his apartment.
What does the woman mean?
Question 18.
In my opinion, watching the news on TV is a good way to learn English. What do you think?
It would be better if you could check the same information in English newspapers afterwards.
What does the man say about learning English?
Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations.
Conversation 1.
So, what are the main times of the day that you watch TV?
Well, a little around breakfast time, and then it tends to be really late, 11 or even midnight, when I've finished work.
And what sort of programs do you go for?
Some news bulletins, but I also really like to put my feet up with some of the old comedy shows.
Fine. And turning to the new channel, what type of programs would you like to see more of?
Well, I certainly don't think we need any more factual programs like news and interviews. I think we need more about things like local information. You know, providing a service for the community. Perhaps more for younger viewers. You know, good quality stuff.
Aha. And if you had to give the new directors some specific advice when they set up the channel, what advice would you give them?
I think I'd advise them to pay a lot of attention to the quality of the actual broadcast. You know, the sound system. People are very fussy these days about that, and in general. I think they ought to do lots more of these kinds of interview, talking with their potential customers.
Oh, I'm glad you think it's valuable.
Certainly, yeah.
Okay, this will be a commercial channel, of course. But how often do you think it is tolerable to have adverts?
Well, out of that list, I'd say every quarter of an hour. I don't think we can complain about that, as long as they don't last for 10 minutes each time.
Thank you very much.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19.
At what time does the man mainly watch TV?
Question 20.
What would the man like to see more of on the new channel?
Question 21.
What is the man's advice to the new channel?
Conversation 2.
Jim, thank goodness you've arrived. The class presentation started half an hour ago, and I was just beginning to panic.
I am sorry I'm late, Alan. This morning has been a real mess. I didn't think I was going to make it here at all.
Why are you late? Our whole presentation depends on these graphs you are holding.
Yes, I know. I'll tell you about it later. First, let's see how we are doing on time. 2 groups are still ahead of us, aren't they? The presentation on the rights of the consumers and the analysis of the stock market. That means I've got about 20 minutes to prepare.
You do look cold. What happened?
I've been standing outside in freezing temperatures for over an hour, waiting for a bus.
Over an hour? But I thought your apartment was only a 10-minute bus ride to our campus.
On normal conditions. But the bus was delayed because of the weather. so I had to wait another 45 minutes for the next bus.
That's Murphy's Law, isn't it? What was it that said, if anything can go wrong, it will? Well, we still got 20 minutes to gather our wits together.
We'd better stop talking. People are turning around and looking at us.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 22.
What is the woman's tone of voice when she first sees the man?
Question 23.
What class are the man and woman probably taking?
Question 24.
How much time do the speakers have before they address the class?
Question 25.
What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1.
A new study reports the common drug aspirin greatly reduces life-threatening problems after an operation to replace blocked blood vessels to the heart. More than 800,000 people around the world have this heart surgery each year. The doctors who carried out the study say giving aspirin to patients soon after the operation could save thousands of lives. People usually take aspirin to control pain and reduce high body temperature. Doctors also advise some people to take aspirin to help prevent heart attacks. About 10 to 15% of these heart operations end in death or damage to the heart or other organs. The new study shows that even a small amount of aspirin reduced such threats. The doctors said the chance of death for patients who took aspirin would fall by 67%. They claimed this was true if the aspirin was given within 48 hours of the operation. The doctors believe aspirin helps heart surgery patients because it can prevent blood from thickening and blood vessels from being blocked. However, the doctors warned that people who have stomach bleeding or other bad reactions from aspirin should not take it after heart surgery.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
What is the finding of the new study of aspirin?
Question 27.
In what way can aspirin help heart surgery patients, according to the doctors?
Question 28.
What warning did the doctors give about the use of aspirin?
Passage 2.
Were you the first or last child in your family? Or were you a middle or only child? Some people think it matters where you were born in your family. But there are different ideas about what birth order means. Some people say that oldest children are smart and strong-willed. They are very likely to be successful. The reason for this is simple. Parents have a lot of time for their first child. They give him or her a lot of attention. So this child is very likely to do well. An only child will succeed for the same reason. What happens to the other children in a family? Middle children don't get so much attention, so they don't feel that important. If a family has many children, the middle ones sometimes get lost in the crowd. The youngest child, though, often gets special treatment. He or she is the baby. Often this child grows up to be funny and charming. Do you believe these ideas about birth order too? A recent study saw things quite differently. The study found that first children believed in family rules. They didn't take many chances in their lives. They usually followed orders. Rules didn't mean as much to later children in a family. They went out and followed their own ideas. They took chances. And they often did better in life.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
According to common belief, in what way are the first child and the only child alike?
Question 30.
What do people usually say about middle children?
Question 31.
What do we learn about later children in a family from a recent study of birth order? Passage 3. When my interest shifted from space to the sea, I never expected it would cause such confusion among my friends. Yet I can understand their feelings, as I have been writing and talking about spaceflight for the best part of 20 years. A sudden switch of interest to the depths of the sea does seem peculiar. To explain, I'd like to share my reasons behind this unusual change of mind. The first excuse I give is an economic one. Underwater exploration is so much cheaper than spaceflight. The first round trip ticket to the moon is going to cost at least $10 billion if you include research and development. By the end of this century, the cost will be down to a few million. On the other hand, the diving suit and a set of basic tools needed for skin diving can be bought for $20. My second argument is more philosophical. The ocean, surprisingly enough, has many things in common with space. In their different ways, both sea and space are equally hostile. If we wish to survive in either for any length of time, we need to have mechanical aids. The diving suit helped the design of the spacesuit. The feelings and emotions of a man beneath the sea will be much like those of a man beyond the atmosphere.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32.
How did the speaker's friends respond to his change of interest?
Question 33.
What is one of the reasons for the speaker to switch his interest to underwater exploration?
Question 34.
In what way does the speaker think diving is similar to space travel?
Question 35.
What is the speaker's purpose in giving this talk?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Americans are suffering from a serious problem of sleeping less. They also cut back on leisure activities as they spend more time at work. A world that never goes to sleep offers many diverse activities, but encourages unhealthy and sometimes antisocial lifestyles for America's adults. Instead of working to live, they are living to work, a shift that has had a deep impact on their personal lives. Adults report spending less time sleeping, but more engaging in social and leisure activities. Most Americans admit they suffer from sleep problems, and when they go to sleep, many sleep alone, even if they are married. These are the key findings in the National Sleep Foundation's 2001 Sleep in America poll, which looks at the relationship between Americans' lifestyles, sleep habits, and sleep problems. Loss of sleep continues to be widespread in America. According to the poll, 63% of American adults do not get the recommended 8 hours of sleep needed for good health, safety, and most favorable performance. In fact, nearly one-third report sleeping less than 7 hours each weeknight, though many adults say they try to sleep more on weekends. The poll shows both good news and bad news. The good news is that many Americans say they don't want to give up any more sleep in spite of their exciting lives, and they would sleep more if they were convinced it would contribute to their quality of life. The bad news is far too many adults still sacrifice sleep, which is an unhealthy way of life. Perhaps further study should be made to help them get rid of the terrible lifestyle.
Now the passage will be read again.
Americans are suffering from a serious problem of sleeping less. They also cut back on leisure activities as they spend more time at work. A world that never goes to sleep offers many diverse activities, but encourages unhealthy and sometimes antisocial lifestyles for America's adults. Instead of working to live, they are living to work, a shift that has had a deep impact on their personal lives. Adults report spending less time sleeping, but more engaging in social and leisure activities. Most Americans admit they suffer from sleep problems, and when they go to sleep, many sleep alone, even if they are married. These are the key findings in the National Sleep Foundation's 2001 Sleep in America poll, which looks at the relationship between Americans' lifestyles, sleep habits, and sleep problems. Loss of sleep continues to be widespread in America. According to the poll, 63% of American adults do not get the recommended 8 hours of sleep needed for good health, safety, and most favorable performance. In fact, nearly one-third report sleeping less than 7 hours each weeknight. though many adults say they try to sleep more on weekends. The poll shows both good news and bad news. The good news is that many Americans say they don't want to give up any more sleep in spite of their exciting lives. And they would sleep more if they were convinced it would contribute to their quality of life. The bad news is far too many adults still sacrifice sleep, which is an unhealthy way of life. Perhaps further study should be made to help them get rid of the terrible lifestyle.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Americans are suffering from a serious problem of sleeping less. They also cut back on leisure activities as they spend more time at work. A world that never goes to sleep offers many diverse activities, but encourages unhealthy and sometimes antisocial lifestyles for America's adults. Instead of working to live, they are living to work, a shift that has had a deep impact on their personal lives. Adults report spending less time sleeping, but more engaging in social and leisure activities. Most Americans admit they suffer from sleep problems, and when they go to sleep, many sleep alone, even if they are married. These are the key findings in the National Sleep Foundation's 2001 Sleep in America poll, which looks at the relationship between Americans' lifestyles, sleep habits, and sleep problems. Loss of sleep continues to be widespread in America. According to the poll, 63% of American adults do not get the recommended 8 hours of sleep needed for good health, safety, and most favorable performance. In fact, nearly one-third report sleeping less than 7 hours each weeknight, though many adults say they try to sleep more on weekends. The poll shows both good news and bad news. The good news is that many Americans say they don't want to give up any more sleep in spite of their exciting lives, and they would sleep more if they were convinced it would contribute to their quality of life. The bad news is far too many adults still sacrifice sleep, which is an unhealthy way of life. Perhaps further study should be made to help them get rid of the terrible lifestyle.
This is the end of listening comprehension.